connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two. I'm having difficulties with Spectrum right now out at the transmitter site. 97.7 FM is off the air, so I'm on the line with technical support right now. Technical support. So we're trying to get somebody to answer the phone. I've got to mute the microphone. Let's see if we can get them to answer the phone. Thank you. Technology, you love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't. Oh, you're welcome. Hey, Darvin, this is Randy Bishop calling. My radio station has dead air in Sheboygan, Michigan, and I was hoping you could take a look at the modem and see if you could reset it for us, get us back on the air. We're live on the radio right now. Let me get back to my contact. It is located at 7584 US 23, Sheboygan. Michigan Broadcasters. The account number ends in 12355. Okay, did you get that? Okay, what's going on out at the transmitter site? Really? Okay. No, sir, I'm not. I'm at the home studio in Antrim County. No, nobody's there. It's an empty tower site. You're not getting any ping. You're not getting any pings on that modem right now, are you? You can't do that? Okay, very good. All right, very good. Thank you. You too. Well, we are off the air on 97.7. The router, the modem is out of sync with the studio. So hopefully you guys can all convert back to yourdefendingfathers.com. Simple radio app is not working, so you'll have to go to TuneIn or the show's website. I apologize, but again, technology, it's not working. Okay, Barry, you're going to have to do yourdefendingfathers.com or TuneIn. TuneIn app. Let's text this here to them. Lockett, WYPV. Okay, very good. So, with a slightly reduced audience, we'll continue. Let me see if I can get Dell to switch it over to the music on 97.7. That would be a good way to go there. Make that phone call real quick, and then we'll get back to these news stories. So, again, I apologize, folks, but we have to deal with it. Okay, I spoke with Spectrum, and the modem in the router is out of sync with the studio. He said they have to both be unplugged, wait for a couple minutes, and plug them back in. Can you switch it back to music? Whoa. You got to take that computer. All right, let me reach out to Devin and see if I can get him to do it. Okay, thanks, Del. Well, that engineer didn't work, so let me try another engineer. Oh, technology. Just absolutely hate it when it doesn't work. And, of course, I get his voicemail. He's in meetings. All right, whatever. We'll continue on here with the show. For those of you listening on yourdefendingfathers.com and the TuneIn app. Last story to get into before we go. There's some national stories I want to talk about today in our third hour. President Trump and what's going on in the Middle East. Very interesting endorsement. Mechanical Contractors Association of Detroit. Now, again, this is of Detroit. This is not for the State of Michigan Association. Mechanical Contractors Association of Detroit announced its endorsement of Mike Duggan in the upcoming 2026 governor's race. The MCA Detroit represents mechanical and plumbing contractors across southeast Michigan. MCA Detroit has a number of business initiatives such as prompt pay for contractors. MCA Detroit and its members believe all contractors should be paid promptly for the work they have properly completed. Leadership of MCA Detroit feels that Duggan was the best candidate for governor due to his business experience, leadership, and dedication in managing a major urban city in the state of Michigan, said Christopher Freeman, CEO of MCA Detroit. The organization traces its roots back to 1925. The national counterpart goes all the way back to 1883. Detroit Association represents more than 100 contractors employing skilled trade professionals across southeast Michigan. Each organization puts their name behind what we're doing here in solidifying something that has been true for years. The current approach to politics isn't doing us any good to the people it's supposed to serve. MCA Detroit has a leading vision in their industry. I'm hoping to replicate it for Michigan. And I'm extremely grateful for their trust in me to be the next governor of the state of Michigan, said Mike Duggan. MCA Detroit contractors play a role in the state's shift for advancing manufacturing, clean energy systems, high-tech infrastructure, while focusing on workforce planning, education, and modernization. Pretty interesting endorsement. Now, the sideline story I had pulled up with the DNR regarding their deer hunting season got moved on my computer screen, so I apologize. Department of Natural Resources presented a wrap-up plan for the chronic wasting disease surveillance, which provides statewide data on the disease and is developing a new strategic plan to eradicate bovine tuberculosis in the state of Michigan. DNR Wildlife Health Division Laboratory Scientist Manager Melinda Cosgrove gave details of the updated bovine tuberculosis plan while being worked out currently, stating that we're working with the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development to implement a new plan. Cosgrove told the commission that the Ford County tuberculosis zone saw only 18 deer test positive for the disease last year in 2025, and that they were in the process of testing cattle herds by August 31st. The disease was not detected in any of the 100 elk that was tested in the zone this year. There was a case of bovine tuberculosis that was found at a slaughterhouse in Pennsylvania. That was traced back to a herd in Charlevoix County. And the DNR said they're investigating how the disease got into a cow at this point. Cosgrove did say that Charlevoix County will now be added to their surveillance area for testing. With chronic waste disease, Cosgrove said the brain prion was detected in 18 counties across the state. 61 cases total detected, most of them coming from around Montcalm County. She also said that the DNR built a data set that showed CWD prevalence has not exceeded 0.05 in new areas of the state outside the quarantine. Zones in West Michigan and other central portions of the state has also been considered. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Yes, I get tons of messages right now. The radio station and Simple Radio is down. We have some internet issues out there. So, as you've been trained to do, go to yourdefendingfathers.com or the TuneIn app. It's the only way to hear the rest of today's show. That makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. That's why we have them. Governor Gretchen Whitmer did the official kickoff to her last year of trying to, quote, fix the damn roads, end quote, while she's touring a Michigan Route 14 construction project near Plymouth, Michigan. Governor Whitmer says by the end of her administration, 26,500 lane miles and nearly 2,000 bridges will have been fixed. She has counted the lane miles each season toward her famous campaign promise. I ran on fixing the damn roads and am proud to keep my promise and to get it done with this year's balanced bipartisan budget. We're making a historic nearly $2 billion investment to fix state and local roads, creating tens of thousands of good paying jobs and lowering the cost for drivers across the state of Michigan. On her Twitter X post, Governor Gretchen Whitmer says, fix the damn road season is here. With a whole new construction season, we got another chance to put the pedal to the metal on fixing local roads. We got the funds, we got the crews, we got the drive. Now it's time to get it done. Wearing a hard hat in front of the project. Well, the Michigan Department of Transportation was expected to also cash out the last of the Rebuilding Michigan Plan bonds, whereas they were introduced by Governor Gretchen Whitmer back in 2020 to fix 122 road projects. $3.5 billion in bond sales. Well, the last of that money is in the process of being used. MDOT's Taylor Transportation Service Center manager, Adam Pensenstadler, thanked the governor for that program and it said it was because of that program, the section of M14 where the visit took place was able to be rebuilt. We're also rebuilding some of I-275 on a non-motorized pathway, and also several major ramps at the interchange. Non-motorized pathway? Why are you spending our money on that? Unbelievable. Non-motorized pathway. Okay, whatever. Well, it's going to be a very interesting road season. Orange Barrels on I-75 down in mid-Michigan, just north end of Oakland County, is already in place. The median in the center between northbound and southbound I-75 is already torn up. But as of this past Easter weekend, no machines, no equipment, no men, just the Orange Barrels. So we'll see when that project gets going. So pretty interesting stories from Lansing. Again, in our final hour, we're going to shift gears. We're going to go into Washington, D.C. to see what's going on and to see also what is happening with the campaign to end the Iran war. We're going to deviate a little bit from Michigan news and Michigan politics and get right into it. A couple of more text messages coming in. Yes, yes, it is down. I understand. Totally. Got to send this out to another person. Yep, I totally get it. Oh, Brett Gooding. They were also having discussions about allowing baiting as long as they charge a fee. They're going to also consider raising the price of a buck license. Evidently, there's no fear of the disease amongst the deer as long as we're paying a fee to bait them. Absolutely correct. It's always about the money. Final hour today's show. Going to go to Washington. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
This is...